Now, let's just finally return to those record numbers on trolleys waiting for admission to a hospital bed today. As we have been reporting, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation putting the figure this morning at 931. A word with our health correspondent, Fergal Bars. Fergal, we were hearing from Limerick earlier in the programme about some of the measures that have been put in place, and presumably that's been replicated in other hospitals around the country. But even those emergency measures aren't enough to prevent these record numbers of people on trolleys and hospital overcrowding.
Yes, here in December, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, he gave full sanction for all hospitals to employ agency nurses and use overtime to ease pressures. Hospitals can also use the private hospital sector, although the Private Hospitals Association has said that that's a very ad hoc system and there's no national long-term agreement in place to have it sort of uniformly applied. There were predictions from health officials that January would be bad. I'm not sure anyone envisaged today's figure of overcrowding, 931. Some of this surge is linked to the impact of the pandemic years, certainly. Virologist Dr. Killian de Gascoigne saying today that it's not that people's immune systems are weaker, but it's because we have a larger susceptible population now. And hospital overcrowding, it can be an all-year problem, but the clinical winter, like December to March, is often bad, but certainly not this bad.
This call from the Nurses' Organisation for the reintroduction of mandatory mask wearing in congested settings. Now, we know that there was a recommendation from the Chief Medical Officer. She spoke to this programme before Christmas, asking people to on public transport to wear masks. But at that stage, the government's view was they weren't going back to mandatory mask mandate.
Yes, and I mean, it doesn't seem likely to change at this point in time. Obviously, you have to wear masks in healthcare settings, and that is a requirement. It is interesting, though, that in 2012, there were just over 10,300 acute hospital beds. 9 years later, in 2021, that had increased by about 1,000. Now, the population is ageing, and it's growing, and past 5 million people. The government says around 1,000 extra hospital beds have been put in place now, but the HSE says that the bed expansion is about just under 12% behind what was planned. Delays are put down to construction, getting equipment and other issues. So not all beds promised have been opened.
And where are we in relation to this flu season, Virgil? Because the HSE seem to be warning that actually we haven't got to the peak yet.
No, it's come much earlier than anyone expected. And we had the equaled highest level of 760 patients on trolleys just before sort of mid-December. And now we have this remarkable figure. And there is a fear that we're going to go higher because, you know, we're just out of the festive season now and people are mixing. They're going back to work. Viruses are being circulated. So it's very early still.
Fergal Bars, more no doubt from you in the course of the day, but for the moment, thank you very much for that.